Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Milsey. Should states allow the reopening of businesses and public open spaces, or wait until perhaps it's safer when a lot more COVID-19 testing is in place? That is as much of a question in Perth as it is here. And some of our states, like New York, seem to be on the downward slope of new infections, combined with fewer coronavirus patients in hospital ICUs. Other states are still bracing for the worst. The death toll is still surging in Massachusetts, where Republican Charlie Baker is governor.
The data shows we're still very much in the grips of a pandemic.
But President Trump, being pushed hard by his political base to support reopening, is applauding states making plans to restart their economies. As for fears their actions may fuel the spread of the virus,
they're going to be doing it safely. They're going to be doing it with tremendous passion. They want to get back to work. The country wants to get back to work.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, a Republican, is allowing businesses from bowling alleys to movie theaters to reopen starting this week.
When we have more people moving around, we're probably going to see our cases continue to go up, but we're a lot better prepared for that now than we were over a month ago.
But he's getting pushback from his state's mayors like Bo Durow of Albany.
I pray that the number of Georgians who are infected and die will not increase significantly in the coming weeks as a result of the lifting of these restrictions.
Yet a beauty shop owner in Savannah is glad to open now.
It's just a scary situation all the way across the board. But we're in a situation where we have to work.
But from the owner of a yoga studio in Atlanta,
I personally think it's incredibly irresponsible to be opening at this point without additional testing for antibodies, without knowing who's a carrier and asymptomatic, without having all the supplies that we need, masks, hand sanitizer, Clorox wipes, the basic things that a business is going to need.
While in South Carolina, a business owner opened her doors with,
"It's showtime!"
But her cheer comes amid grim caution from the U.S. government's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Director Robert Redfield warns a second wave of COVID-19, if it comes, could be far more dire because it's likely to coincide with the start of our flu season. And Milsey and Basil, that would be around November, which also just happens to be the month of the Trump versus Joe Biden election.